so hard to trace people.
That's right. My W.W. Frederick's father was an adopted boy, and his name was taken by a man by the name of Frederick.
Oh, I see.
But my grandfather knew his father because he was a Frederick. But the great-grandfather didn't. Mm-hmm. He was adopted by a man by the name of Frederick.
Well, you mean, like, so he had, like, lost both his parents?
Yes.
And he was
Now, they didn't know. A lot of this, I could, if I had known at the time enough about to write it down or something.
Well,
you know,
it wasn't important.
We just never thought about
it. No.
All I knew is that Mama had told me that.
Well, no one wrote it down in those days.
Well, those are things people don't keep.
Right.
Well, it wasn't important.
No.
Nobody thought about it.
There were so many other things to, you know, everybody's worried about getting something to eat. Staying
out of busy, yeah.
Well, that's true. That's just like, you know, things here now. It's everybody, you know, has to hustle so much and what you... people are interested in, you know, for a lot of things, it's not important to
them. And some things are going by now that we wish we knew about. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, that's why I said, but if I could have this picture, you know, you could get a, they talk about the house that so-and-so used to live in, and there, you know, you could have a picture of these things, and how the, we've got several interesting pictures, and every now and then somebody, I'd be talking to somebody, and they say, well, I've got a picture of this and that, and I know my lawyer's office is, he's got a new office they've just moved into, and it's right where the old bandstand used to be in town. A lot of people didn't even know there was a bandstand here. But
yeah, I showed you the bandstand here.
Made it into a house. I mean, you know, it's little funny things like that. But
they moved the bandstand out of Main Street because it's in here. Yeah, I showed you that. Mm-hmm. And they moved it up there because they didn't want to tear it up. It was a pretty thing. It looked like an outdoor little living room thing, all latticed up and all painted up. Mm-hmm. And the band would go up there and play 2 or 3 hours on Sunday afternoon. People would flock up there. Well, the only excitement was when the train came in or when the band played.
You know, something else that's interesting when you study or look into history around it, in this particular part of the country. You know, we say, well, it's not old here. It's, you know, 75 years, we're celebrating Blyville's not old. But it's amazing how many people were here so long ago that there's no record of as such. Mm-hmm. And I always imagined that the people that was here, you know, they was a pretty tough breed to just to live around here, and they wouldn't, you know, there was no necessarily civilization as such, but mm-hmm. Our dad talked about down where they're building that new supermarket now, where there was a Walker estate, which is Walker Park was named out of it. They gave it to the park. Dad said there was a house there, and it was there when they came there, and the Walkers didn't even know how long it had been there. It had been on that ditch bank forever. And it was old then, and it was a flat house. And there was a house right down here.
What was the house? What type?
It was just a
line shack.
Line shack, what they call it. Uh-huh.
Just a stopover place.
Just a... I don't know, really don't know what the construction part, partially log and partially slabs, and mm-hmm. which was just the rough part of logs that was cut off, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. And it'd been there forever, which would give you an idea that somebody had been here before the, mm-hmm. quote, 75 mm-hmm. years or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And there was an interesting article in Memphis paper some time ago. That guy has a little thing about Memphis, but he gives on the inside of the paper, he gives every now and then about old stuff in Memphis, steamboats and what have you. And he talked about this family. I can't even remember the guy's name. Smith, wasn't that their name? Or
no, it wasn't Smith.
I don't know what his name is right off. But if you...
I kept the paper, though.
If you look on an abstract, just about any abstract in this part of the country, abstract title on property, this band's name's in there, in Kirby's Diary, from Kirby's Diary, which Kirby's Diary was before, in this part of the country, was before the legal situations. All right, and this guy owned everything here, and this was about 16, was about the time when Jackson and Plow and what's his name laid out Memphis.
See,
and but he lived here, and it gives you an idea of somebody was here. I mean, it wasn't, this part of the country is old enough that somebody was here,
somebody was living here, even though there was no
right.
formal,
and he got title of it from somebody else. So there were some people here.
Word to word, different people brought out.